The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, 7:40 on Monday. You know what that means. It's our Made in Michigan Monday segment. We do this every Monday morning. We highlight a different Michigan company. One of the first companies that we highlighted was Michigan Mitten Company over in Pontiac, and they have teamed up with another company to make sure that as many kids as need them in the state get some warm mittens in the wintertime. Joining us right now, the president and CEO of the Digital Mitten, Jeff DeHaven. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for having me.
Well, I appreciate you joining us. I want to talk about the Mittens for the Mitten program, but first let's just start by talking about the Digital Mitten. Tell us a little bit about how your company came to be.
Sure. So I have been fortunate to have a passion for technology and social media. I started way back in 2003 with MySpace and just started messing around with that, seeing what possibilities there are, helping some family businesses out to kind of build up a portfolio. And now 18 years later, I've been doing social media as a profession. And 4 years ago, I decided to go on my own and launch a company. We decided to call it Digital Mitten. And now here we are helping companies all over the state and beyond, either train them on what to do with social media, or they hire us to just take care of it for them. And we're having a blast.
What kind of blew my mind in what you were just saying there, Jeff, is that you've been doing this for 18 years, and we keep thinking of social media as being something new. It's been around a while now, hasn't it?
It has, and yes, it goes by fast because it's such a fast-paced industry with things always changing and new things coming out, but yeah, it certainly has flown by, especially for myself.
This certainly is an interesting time for social media. What do you see the future of social media being, especially given the tumultuous, week that we've had with social media? What do you think the future holds?
Yeah, it's definitely been interesting, that's for sure. That's the thing I like. It's never a dull moment.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's a little crazier than others. But what I think it is I think people are gravitating towards that personal connection. So what we've seen over the last year or so is these apps come out that allows you to just individually message and people that you want and just share those bite-sized moments. It's not really, texting or has any, text in it. It's just a video of you saying, going back and forth with videos. And that's how we're seeing a lot of the younger demographic prefer to communicate. With this last week with, some of the bans and things like that going on, something we've talked about for many years in this industry is when you go to use something like a Facebook or something like a Twitter, you don't own that space. It's something you're kind of renting or borrowing to have your visibility there. It's just like any other advertising. You don't own the billboard newspaper ad or whatever it may be. It's just something that you're able to be on for a moment of time. So certainly all of these different platforms have their own rules and regulations, which a lot of us just hit accept and don't really, read every single page of that. But as you see, it can cause, the situations like we're seeing now with some people being banned and blocked without getting political or anything like that.
That's right.
Kind of how it's kind of developed, and it certainly is interesting, that's for sure.
Well, what's also interesting, you mentioned your first social media experience being with MySpace, and I kind of jarred my memory a little bit. Oh, yeah, I remember MySpace. That was a long time ago. Whoever thought during the days of MySpace, though, that would ever be replaced by something else? And it was. And, now we're all so entrenched in Facebook and Twitter. But you mentioned, video apps like TikTok and, there are others out there as well that if they don't replace what we're already using with Twitter and Facebook, they certainly are going to gain momentum, aren't they?
They are. I was just looking at the App Store yesterday, and TikTok is number 3. I also saw that it's not an official Parler. It's an app that's called Parler as well that people are confusing with the original, and that's the number 1 downloaded app at the moment as of yesterday.
Wow.
So it's interesting to see, and certainly any app that's able to push up to the very top is quite an accomplishment. But yeah, there's a lot of options these days, and there's more competition than ever before. But MySpace is still around. It's used a lot in other countries. You can still go to MySpace.com and have an account. I just wish you could go and kind of see your old page and see all those all the things we used to post back, you know, 18 plus years ago. So
yeah, I don't know that
for sure.
Yeah, I don't know that I ever closed out my account, so it's probably still there with cobwebs hanging off of it. Well, this certainly makes what you do important, I think, because as companies and organizations those that use social media want to stay relevant, they need some guidance sometimes, don't they?
Exactly, and that's what we're seeing, is it's such a fast pace that it's hard to stay on top of it. It's even hard for us to stay on top of it sometimes, and it's something it's just not a lot of people's passion, which is certainly okay, and that's why we love coming in as a outside perspective and being able to get creative and seeing how we can make, because today, your first impression is on a social media app, is on one of those phones or app devices, and so how you look online is going to be how people perceive and do business with you. And certainly with this pandemic, we've just seen the need to be visible and relatable online just elevate. So we've been very busy these last 12 months, and I'm honored to have that, because I know there's a lot of industries struggling. But for us, you know, we're looking at what else can we do for the community? And I think that's what brought us here today, Paul.
Absolutely. Let's talk about that. We're talking with Jeff DeHaven, the president and CEO of The Digital Mitten, which is based in, I want to say, Bay City. Am I right about that?
Saginaw. Help people out in Bay City, too.
Okay, so the Tri-Cities area. So the Digital Mitten Foundation, which is part of your company, has come up with mittens for the mitten. Tell us how this all came to be.
Sure. So it's something that my family's passionate about. Certainly Digital Mitten is a family-owned business. My wife and I own it together. She is a teacher and has been for the last decade. And so our passion as a family is to help others out. And so she's seen it. She's worked in two different districts in Michigan. And with those districts, she's seen the need for kids not having the proper wear so that they can play on the playground during the winter months. You know, I know it's busy getting my kids out of the door, and so maybe we forget to bring the hat or the mittens or whatever it may be. And because of that, if the school does not have an extra pair, then the school and then that student unfortunately cannot play during that recess period. So with thinking about that and thinking of, you know, I wanted the company when we launched it, like I said, just under 4 years ago, to be more than just social media and to do something for our state. And that's why we put mitten into our title as a company. And so when we were brainstorming of what we could do, this just made the most sense. So what we came up with is, like you said, mittens for the mitten. And so what we're doing is us as a company, anybody who does business with us during the 2021 year and going forward, we are going to set a percentage of every invoice that we send out and put it into the separate account. And then at the end of about September, October fall period, we're going to see how much money we have in that, and we're going to cash it in. And like you said, go to Michigan Mittens and get as many mittens, youth size mittens, developed and manufactured as we can. And then what we're going to start doing is passing those out to different school districts. We decided to start with Bay City Public Schools because they're a client of ours. So we're going to start here locally, but our goal is to certainly spread throughout the whole state year after year after year. And if we get, you know, several years down the road and we end up impacting every school in the state, which I know is a lofty goal, then what we're going to do is make adult-sized mittens as well and start helping out the adult shelters throughout the state too. So we see this as kind of a long-term effort, and we're excited to make this a reality because, like I said, it's been something that's been a dream of my family's for a long time, and this is the year, this is the year that we're getting it off the ground.
What a great way to do it. What a great way to help, you know, people in the state and to do so with another great Michigan company, the Michigan Mittens. And, you know, you do it through your business, the Digital Mitten. How do people connect with your business, find out more about what the Digital Mitten is all about?
Yeah, so they can go to digitalmitten.com, and right there on the homepage, you're going to see the Mittens for a Mitten logo, and that's where you can read a little bit more about the foundation. Also, if you would like, you can also donate to that, and then you can help be part of this campaign as well. Connie at Michigan Mittens is a great person. We're so excited to work with them. When we told them our idea early last year, they were so thrilled to be part of this and jump on board. So we're excited to, again, have it made in Mitten and support another small business in the state.
Fantastic. Well, Jeff, good luck with that venture, and good luck in this crazy world of social media. We appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you so much, Paul. I appreciate it.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.